नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय From the false ego of goodness, another transformation takes place. From this evolves the mind, whose thoughts and reflections give rise to desire.
So this mind is material because it is the product of transformation of the modes of goodness. Then gradually being contaminated by different kinds of material desires, it becomes degraded. When it is deteriorated, then from the standard of goodness, it comes to rajaguna. And rajaguna means lusty desires, unending desires. And if desires are not fulfilled, then there is krodha, anger. In this way, kaam, krodh, lobh, moha, matsarya, everything becomes very prominent and we become servant of these propensities. Kaam, krodh, moha, matsarya, mada, lobha. This is called illusion. Gradually degraded mind. And the business of the mind is sankalpa and vikalpa. Sankalpa means decide to do something, and vikalpa means again to reject it. That is the business of mind. Everyone desires the peacefulness of mind, but the material mind, the nature is sankalpa and vikalpa, restlessness. You cannot fix that. So if you can control the senses by the yogic, mystic yogic process, the mechanical endeavor, how to control the mind, then it can again be placed in the original spiritual status. That is the yoga system. The yoga system is recommended to persons whose mind is very restless. Everyone's mind is restless. Not a particular man's mind is restless. Everyone. But it is very difficult now to bring the mind into peaceful status. So long the desires are there, it is not possible to bring the mind in complete peace and tranquility. It is not possible. Because the sankalpa vikalpa vartate kama sambhav. So long there is desire, so it is not possible to bring the mind under control. Therefore, Chaitanya Chaitanya says, Kaviraj Goswami, that in the pious actors, those who are acting very piously, those who are acting impiously, sinfully, there is no question of peace of the mind. That is not possible. Even those who are acting very piously, that is also not possible. You cannot control even the mind in that way. Then, those who are desiring to stop this material activity completely, pious or impious, they also cannot control the mind. And then, the yogis, the first group, who are interested in pious activities, they are kurmis. And those who are neither interested in pious activities or impious activities, they want to stop all kinds of activities, just like the Buddha philosophy says, nirvana. Stop the activities of the mind or desires. On that status also it is not possible to control the mind. Meditation. And Mukti Khan and then Siddhi Khan, the yogis, they also cannot control the mind. What to speak of ordinary man, who are neither interested in pious activities or in mukti or yogic perfection. So, when Krishna advised Arjuna to practice yoga for controlling the mind, in the 6th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna refused. Arjuna said, "My dear Krishna, you are advising me to control the mind by practicing yoga, but I have no such opportunity. Because I am a family man, I am also a politician, royal family. I have to see things, administration of the kingdom. And besides that, in family life, I have to seek for my material interest. So how it is possible for me to control the mind?" So he flatly said, "Chanchala hi mana krishna pramati balavadhyam. Tasyaham nigraham manne vayureva sudhuskat." My dear Krishna, I think the mind is very, very restless. Chanchala, not Krishna. Pramati, as mad man. See, mad man is always restless. I'm very strong. I want to control the mind, but it does not come under control. So this is the position. Therefore, you are asking me to control the mind. Tasya aham nigraham manne vayureva sudhuskam. I think it is more difficult than controlling the wind. Suppose there is very strong wind, and if you want to stop it, it is not possible. There is cyclone. Similarly, Arjuna has compared the mind with the speed of cyclone. How is this to be controlled? So completely denied. But Krishna said, this to encourage Arjuna, that he should not be disappointed because he could not control the mind. But still, because his mind was always engaged in the lotus feet of Krishna, he is the best of all the yogis. Yoginamati sarvesam madhvata antarakmana sudhyaman bhajati jo ma sami vikrutam. He encouraged Arjuna that don't be disappointed because your mind is always engaged in me. Arjuna might be anything, but he was always thinking of Krishna. He was always associating with Krishna. He did not know anything else Krishna. That is the position of first-class yogi. Otherwise, if you try to control the mind from kam, krodh, lo, moho, matsvajra, that is not possible. You have to change the position of such activities. Narasimha Thakur, here it is said that kama sambhava. Kama, kama means desire. The mind is restless, always desires. Desires. So the best policy to control the mind is to desire how to spread Krishna consciousness. This is best. Kama Krishna Parmatmane, Narasimha Thakur has said, that you cannot be free from desire. That is not possible. This is useless. They say that you become desireless. No, that is not possible. How can I? If I become desireless, I become dead. So long I am living entity, I must desire. I cannot check it. Therefore, kama means desire. So, at the present moment we are desiring how to become happy in this material world, how to acquire so much money, how to acquire this, how to acquire this, how to get this, how to get that. This is kama. So this brain taxation, if you engage in Krishna's service, how to spread Krishna consciousness, how to convince people about Krishna, how to take them to the Krishna's desire, sarvadharman paritra, then in this way, if you go on making plans for spreading Krishna consciousness, then your mind is controlled. You cannot stop desire. That is not possible. Kama sambhava, sankalpa vikalpa dhyan, vartate kama sambhava. This is the mind position. I am desiring something, and if it is not very palatable, then I reject it. I accept another desire. This is, you cannot keep the mind vacant even for a single moment. Nobody has got this experience. The mind is vacant. If by force you are trying to do that, it is simply leaven. It is not possible. Just try to concentrate one's mind in the vacant. Klesa adhikatara spesam abhakya sattva chetasam. Isa, Klesha Adhikatar Asti. Impersona, void. If you want to engage your mind in the impersonality or voidness or vegetativeness, it is simply very, very difficult. The best easy way of controlling the mind, because Krishna has said that yogi namati sarvesa madgato antaratmana sadhyavan bhajati jo ma. This is the way. Anyone who is making plan, the plan making, tamasambhava means plan making. You see the whole world, the big politicians in our government, central government, there is a planning culture. But I tell you all, you know it, planning culture. For the last 20 years, then making simply plans, and no plan has become successful. Every plan is unsuccessful, and the result is 8 rupees kilo rice. Your study. The plan has come successfully to bring rice 8 rupees per kilo. That is not possible. So long the you are materially affected and making plans how to get out of it. The material nature is so strong that it will baffle all your plans. And therefore, you have to remain particularly restless. One plan you make, and it is baffled by the material nature. Stringent laws of nature. And at last, making plan, one day, the time comes, and immediately orders, please vacate your presidency, your prime ministership. Although I am trying to make plans, successful plans, up to the point of death, pralayanta, ashrit plan, up to the end of life. And then he entrusts. He says, my dear son, my dear daughter, I could not fulfill this plan, so use this. Now I hand it over to you. And the son also going on making plan. It will never be fulfilled. That is the verdict of the Shastra. Durashayate bahirathamani. Durashaya. It is impossible. Therefore this sankalpa vikalpa, accepting some plan and rejecting again, this is going on perpetually. It is never fulfilled. Neither it will be fulfilled at any time. And for making this plan, sankalpa vikalpa, perpetually, I am giving up one kind of body, I am accepting another body, I am giving up the residence of one planet, I am going to be heavenly planet. Uddhanga santi sattva sva madhye tishthanti rajasa jaganna gunavittinta adhova santi tamasa. Glad in the most of goodness and passion, in ignorance, so different plans, different kinds of body, different residential quartering, different planets, different... We have got experience even in Bombay. If one man is living here in Bombay for 50 years, how many plans he has had made and how many apartments he has changed, and still the plan-making business is going on. Everyone has got this experience. It is not very difficult. So, as it is going on in this life, in this plan of life, Similarly, it is going on life after life. This plan is in this. So, the intelligent person, they should understand how to stop this unlimited plan-making business. Still there is no solution. That is called Athatha Brahma Jigyasa. That is life. Athatha Brahma Jigyasa. When one is inquisitive to know the broader plan, Brahma plan. Brahma means the biggest. Vihatya, the biggest. The biggest plan. Anyone wants to understand, becomes inquisitive, then his life, real life begins. Atharva Brahma Jigyasa. So, where from Brahma Jigyasa? Brahma Jigyasa, ordinary Jigyasa inquiry. What is the price of rice today, or what is the situation of strike, what is the situation of this? That we can ask from the newspaper or from anyone's friend. But, so far, Brahma Jigyasa, inquiry of Brahma, then where shall you inquire? Will you go to the exchange market or in the other market? No. Tad vijnana samsa gurumeva abhigacchet. Sa gurumeva abhigacchet. That is the injunction of the Vedas. That you must find out, Guru. Samitpani sutriyam brahmanishtam. Guru means brahmanishtam. Brahmanishtam, that is the Guru's qualification. And sutriyam. One who has heard from the disciples' succession. He is Guru. Not anyone. Magician. No. Guru as Krishna. Krishna is the original Guru. He is Brahma's Guru. Then, who can be better Guru than Krishna? Tene Brahma Rida Adi Kavaya. He is instructed Brahma. Brahma is instructed Narada. Narada instructed Vyasa, and Vyasa has given us so many literatures. This is called Parampara system. Vedam Vyasa. Vyasa has given us four Vedas, Samyajuri, Patadva. Then explain them in eight Puranas. Then again he has summarized them in Vedanta Sutra. Then again, he has explained the Vedanta Sutra by Srimad Bhagavatam. Brahma Sutra Bhasaya. In every chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, he will find this statement by Vyasa. Brahma Sutra Bhasaya. Brahma Sutra Bhasaya is not that Shankar's Bhasaya, Sarira Bhasaya. That is artificial. Here is Brahma Sutra Bhasta. Brahma Sutra is written by Vyasa. And because he knew that in future so many rascals will misinterpret this Brahma Sutra, therefore he compiled personally the Bhasta of Brahma Sutra. That is Srimad Bhagavat. Bhasta and Brahma Sutra Vedartha paribinihitam. The meaning of the Vedas is completely described, and it is the original comment on Brahma Sutra. Therefore you see Srimad Bhagavatam begins from the words of Brahma Sutra. Jivasya tattva jigyasa, as it is said, in the Brahma Sutra, Athatha Brahma Jigyasa, the Bhagavad says, the Jivasya Tattva Jigyasa, the living entity's only business is to inquire about the Absolute Truth. Na jasti ha karma bhi, no other business. Dharma Satamu Mokha. So, dharma, generally people think that becoming religious, we shall be economically given. Dharma artha, we shall get artha. We shall be, that is, automatically it comes if we are actually following the religious principle, artha will come. There is no doubt. But we do not know what is dharma. That is the difficulty. That you have to learn from Krishna. Athāta brahma jīgnāsa, from the Guru. And what Guru says, Krishna says, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekam saranam. This is dharma. Anything else, there is all cheating. Dharma prodhita koitava asura. Koitava. Koitava means cheating. And Sudarshani says, this mokha is also another cheating. Mokha is another. I shall make me boil. I shall finish my existence, individual existence. I shall march into the existence of the Absolute. This conception, mokha, mukti, is also commented by Śrīla Śrāmī. This is another cheating. Another cheating. Because there cannot be moksha. You cannot become one with the Supreme. How it can be? As it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Mamai Vamsa Jīva Bhūta Jīva Loki Sanātana. Sanātana. You are part and parcel of the Supreme. How you can become one? So this kind of attempt is also cheating. You cannot become one. Because eternally, Sanātana, eternally you are different. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that myself, my dear Arjuna, yourself, and all the soldiers and kings who have assembled in this first battlefield, they were the same individual in the past, and they are individual now, and they will continue to remain individual. So where there is oneness? In the past, present, future, the individuality is there. So it is a concoction to face the individuality. It is called spiritual suicide. Just like if a man becomes disappointed and he cuts his own throat or hangs him somewhere or other, eats some poison to finish, does it mean that he is finished? Nahannate annamāne sarīre. He is a rasta. He does not know by finishing this body is finished. No. That is not possible. The result is because he violated the rules of nature, he becomes a ghost. That is his life. One who commits suicide, he becomes a ghost. Ghost means he does not get this material body. He remains in the subtle body, mind, intelligence. Therefore, ghost can go because he is in the mind. Mind speed is very strong. If you have got this material body, you cannot go immediately 100 miles off. But if you are in the mental body, you can go immediately. 1,000 miles immediately. Within a second. So the ghost, they can play something wonderful but they are not happy because they have no gross body. They want to enjoy. His material is, he has committed suicide for some material want. So he is in want of material desire, fulfilling material desire. He could not fulfill in this body, therefore commit suicide. But the desire is there. The desire is there, and he cannot fulfill it, he becomes perplexed. Therefore, the ghost creates disturbance sometimes. In this way, desires cannot be finished. That's not possible. Kama sambhava. It is not possible. Therefore, the best thing is to fix up your mind in Krishna. In Krishna consciousness. Then you will be happy. The mind always engaged in Krishna's business, planning how to satisfy Krishna. That you are required. That is intelligence. Krishna wants everyone to surrender unto Him. When Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritrajya Mamekam Saranam Vraja, He does not say only to Arjuna. He says to everyone. So that is Krishna's desire. And if you want to serve Krishna to fulfill His desire, that means you can ask everyone to surrender to Krishna. This is preaching. Krishna wants it. It is declared. So, your business is to satisfy Krishna. To do it. Why didn't you do it? Why you are aspiring after mukti, siddhi, and bhukti? These are all personal. Anyone who is executing pious activities, acquiring punya, what is the result? Punya means he will go to the heavenly planet. That is sense gratification. Heavenly planet, you go to the heavenly planet, you live for many thousands of years, many millions of years, and give the association of Apsaras very nice standard of life and so on and so on. These are all personal comforts. Bhukti, a better standard of material enjoyment. To go to the heavenly planet means a better standard of thousand times better, thousand million times better than this planet. As you go up and up, this is Bhulok, then Bhuvarlok, Saralok, Janalok, Mahalok, Tavalok, Brahmalok, so many lokas. Urdhanga Shanti, Satya Swa. If you increase your modes of goodness, then you gradually promote more and more comfortable situation. If you go to the Siddhalok, immediately you become a perfect yogi. The yogis are trying to get some power, material power. Anima lakhima prapti siddhi. If one gets this prapti, prapti siddhi means whatever he likes he can get immediately. And people will come after him. Oh, here is God. He is creating Rasulullah. Yes, one yogi in Banaras, anyone who come to him, immediately he will present two Rasagulla. In a pot, he will give, and immediately Rasagulla will be there. And big men, they become surprised. Oh, here is God. He does not say, what is the price of this Rasagulla? Say, 4 anas. So by jugglery of 4 anas, he became God. This is going on. These are still going on. By jugglery of 4 anas, 8 anas, or 400, or 4,000, if one can make some jugglery, then he becomes God. This is foolishness. This is going on. Therefore, Krishna says that this kind of yoga practice is simply cheating. The first class yogi is he. Yoginam api sarvesham madgatam sarasam. One is thinking of all is Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He is first class yogi. And they are all cheaters. Since some foolish people are cheated by this yogi jugglery, and he gets some position, some material position. So material positions, there are many. Even a politician, if he talks, many millions people gather to hear him. But what is the benefit of such hearing? First of all, we have to see what is the benefit. Sravanam Kirtanam Vishnu. If you are interested of hearing lectures, then Shastra says that hear of Vishnu, not of any Rakshas. Hear from Vishnu, then you will be benefited. Otherwise, he will not be benefited. Avaishnava Guru na sasyat. This is the injunction of the Shastra. One who is Avaishnava, he cannot become Guru. Satkarma nipuna vipra mantra tantra visara. A Brahman. And he is very expert in satkarma. Satkarma means six kinds of occupational duties. What is that? Pathan. A Brahman must be a very, very learned scholar by reading Vedic literature. And Pathan. And teach others of the Vedic literature. Therefore, it was the custom of the Brahmanas. They would not accept anyone's service. They would sit down anywhere and open a school for teaching Vedic literature. Pathan, Pathan. He personally become learned and he'll teach others. And the students, they will go from door to brahmachari, door to door, for begging, Mother, give me some alms. And they will, because their students are there in the Gurukul or Chatushpathi. So whatever they will bring, that will be cooked and offered to Krishna, and the prasadam will be distributed among them. This was the plan. Not 20 rupees fee and give some bribe to enter into the school, and that is also all rascal education. No. First class education without any fee from the realized soul, that was educational system. So, we have to find out such guru. Vaishnava. Shastra says, Satkarma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Vishara. Not only expired in six kinds of occupation, Patan, Patan, Jajan, Jagan, Dana, Pratigraha, but Mantra Tantra Vishara, Vedic Mantra and Tantra, everything he knows perfectly well. Satkarma Nipuna Vipra Mantra Tantra Avaishnava Mukha. Guru Vasya. But if he has got one disqualification, he is faithless. He does not believe in the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Vishnu. He is believer in other demigods and other process. Even Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, the best of all the demigods, then he becomes a Vaishnava. Just like Ravan was very learned scholar, son of a Brahmana, very good scholar, economically developed, but only fault was Avaishnava. He did not care for Ravan. So he is designated as Rakshas. A Vaishnava is not devotee of Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of God. Guru na sasya, he cannot become Guru. That is not possible. And sat Vaishnava, sapasa Guru. Sapasa. Sapasa means the dog eaters, the lowest of the mankind. Dog eaters. Chandala. Chandala Pit is a sastra, Hari Bhakti Parad. If somehow rather he has become Vaishnava, then he can become Guru. Not this Brahmana, Satkarma Nikuna Vipramantra Tantra Visharata, because that one disqualification is there, that he is not a Vaishnava. He cannot become guru. But a person born in the rest of the human society, Papajoni, which is called Papajoni, Manji Pasha Bepasritya, Jetisu Papajona. Krishna said that anyone who takes shelter of me, even he belongs to the Papajoni. Papajoni means the Chandar, less than the Sudra. Priyavishakatha Sudra, Vajani mentions, Tejijanti Parandati. So they are eligible to go back to home, back to God. There are so many instances. Hirata Hunanda Pudinna Pukkasa Abhira Sumbha Javana Khasadaya. Jindesu Papa. Lower than them is still more sinful. Siddhanti, they can be purified. Prabha Vishnu Venama, if he becomes a Vaishnava. Vaishnava Jati Buddhi is Narati Buddhi. One should not consider Vaishnava where he is born of low family, he is not born of Brahmin family. This kind of consideration is Narati Buddhi. So there are many instances. Vishwanatha Sanatana Goswami said that avaishnava mukhat girna puta hari kathamritam savaram nakattamam. If a avaishnava, if a mayavadi, he speaks about Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, one should not hear it. He should avoid it because it will create some misimpression. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has forbidden strongly. Mayavadi bhasya sunile hoye sarvanash. If one hears from a Mayavadi about Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, then that person is doomed. So this is therefore Pradvijnanathamsa grumeva vidatche. This intention means one should approach a Vaishnava to accept him as guru and then take lessons from him and make his life successful. Thank you very much.